Good morning. Listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning our guest is Jenny Cross with Mohawk. How you doing, Jenny?
Very well, Kemp. Thanks.
Now, you're the sustainability person for the residential side of the business, right?
I am.
Okay. And the reason I wanted to talk to you is because I read on our website last week where you guys are launching your second annual GreenWorks Award. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Second annual GreenWorks Dealer of the Year. What this award is all about is sustainable practices at retail. Last year when we introduced, our winner was Mike Hughes from Kelly's Carpet in Omaha. And what we're finding is when you introduce sustainability at the retail level, people don't necessarily know what that means. It's a very big rock to climb for them. But when you divide it up into three pieces and you say analyze your business and look at it from the perspective of people, you know, what you're doing in your communities and whatnot, profit, which they get very easily, and then the planet, whether that is energy that you're conserving, products that you're selling, whatever that might be, it's easier for them to ascertain exactly what they're doing. And that's what this award is designed to do, not only have them think differently about their business, but have a format to reward the people that are doing great things at retail.
All right, so just let me roughly lay this out from 50,000 feet or so. You're accepting nominations for dealers who think they might be good enough to win this thing, and you open nominations up next week on September the 8th, and then you're going to run this through. Nominations are allowed to October the 15th. You've named three judges, and see, it takes a lot more. I went to the award last year, and I think you recognized three dealers last year.
We did.
In the first year. If you're separating your trash and you're selling green products, that's not enough, is it?
No.
It's a lot more.
And that's what sustainability is all about. And I think people think environmental and they think, oh, I've got some recycled content over here and I'm recycling my bottles. And it is more than that. To be truly sustainable in this environment, and probably more so than any other time in our history with the economy being the way that it is you do have to look at the profitability of your business. Are you going to be able to sustain your business model? And then from there, is the community strong? You know, we have, in this industry that we're in, we have some of the strongest, best local brands when it comes to foreign dealers that I've ever seen. And in order to be a strong local brand, you have to have a strong community in which you operate. And we find that the best are the ones that nurture that, work within their communities, and it's more than just philanthropy. It's literally getting in there, building people from the ground up, educating people, and maintaining strength in the neighborhoods in which they operate. And then, of course, environmentally. We are all tasked with conserving energy, conserving resources across the board. So it is more than just separating your plastics from your paper and making sure you sell some products with recycled content.
Just to give people an idea of who wins, let's talk real quick for a second about Mike Hughes at Kelly's Carpet. I mean, he had, as I recall, he had a retired school teacher going out to all these local schools talking about what the whole recycling story about what it is to be green, teaching these grade school kids who would go home and make sure their parents were doing the right things. So he was doing that. And obviously he was helping his brand because they were handing out, I think, pencils and rulers that had his company's name on it. And then, I mean, his business was growing, so he handled the profitability side of it. And I believe every time he installed flooring, he took the old flooring back and made sure it got somewhere else other than the landfill. That's kind of, in a nutshell, what he was up to, isn't it?
I could talk about Mike Hughes for years. He's my hero when it comes to retail sustainability. The educator that Mike actually has on staff, full-time on staff, is a very young lady, not retired at all. I mean, pulled her out of the ranks and said, do this. And she's passionate about it, and she does it. And when you look at that, yes, you are positioning your brand, very important. You're positioning it to a segment that at some point will be your customer, but right now is going home to mom and dad and saying, look what I got from the flooring people down the street.
Right.
So now the interesting thing, you're right about when he does a job and he pulls up that carpet and he won't send it to a landfill, but Mike Hughes doesn't have an outlet for it. So if you go up to Omaha and you go to Kelly's, you go to their warehouse has a lot of old carpet in it because he can't bring himself to landfill something. When right now it's really carpet recycling is not available to him. So we've worked with him over the last 12 months to get in play a system that will allow him to get some of that out of his warehouse. But there isn't anybody more dedicated that I've seen than Mike. He's helped us with our environmental advantage program. He has opened up his door and his phone to any dealer that wants to talk to him about recycling or sustainability. We've got a true champion in Mike Hughes, without a doubt.
All right. And this year I think it's going to be a little bit different because last year it was hard to narrow it down. You picked three. This year I think you're really going to focus on just picking one winner.
We are. Last year we had two honorable mentions, and really it was difficult even to narrow it down to three. I expect it to be just as difficult this year, but my three judges are going to make that choice. We will have one winner. We will have one dealer of the year, and the award, besides accolades from all of us, will...
And the press and recognition,
the press,
yeah.
Absolutely. Will be either a professionally custom done television ad with Chip Wade, who is our Mohawk handyman, or $5,000 to go towards the sustainable cause of their choice. I'll give you an example. Last year when Mike won, he took his money and he put part of it towards his educational development and the other piece towards insulating his dock doors, which when you're in Omaha in the winter, it gets a little bit cold in the warehouse.
Yeah.
So when the trucks are backed up, there's a lot of loss of heat. And now they're fully insulated so that he doesn't have as much energy consumption going into that area. So it was a very smart move for him.
So that's the prize. It's $5,000 either toward a sustainability initiative or a fully done commercial for your whoever wins store done by HGTV personality Chip Wade. Is that right?
Right.
All right. And so now let's talk about how you enter.
Okay. We are taking nominations starting on Tuesday, September the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And that nomination period will run through October the 15th. Our preferred platform is justmeans.com.
Let's spell that. It's JustMeans.com.
Exactly.
Right.
And you will find Mohawk Industries on the companies under there. And what Just Means is a platform, a forum for companies and people to discuss social responsibility. And, of course, social responsibility is part of sustainability. And we had the opportunity in working with them to run this contest through them. There are other companies that are running contests at the same time, so I think anybody that goes online with Just Means will find it quite enlightening on what companies are doing in this area.
Not flooring-related, just companies.
Not flooring-related. Right. I think one of the other companies running a contest at the same time is Intel, so definitely not flooring-related.
Yeah, right.
But as you go on Just Means, you'll see some of the things that we're doing, maybe learn a little bit more about us. But, you know, as we've gotten a little bit deeper into social networking and social media, what we're allowing is for those dealers that are engaged in your Facebooks and your Twitters or even keep a email list of all their customers, which hopefully everybody does, you can ask your customers to say, hey, I've applied for this. I'm going for Mohawk Greenworks Dealer of the Year. Go to this site and read what I'm all about and vote for me. And those votes will influence the judge's decision as we go forward.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we've got three independent judges that will be looking at this, and they're going to judge you on what your application is. So if you have backup materials, download them onto the site, and we'll get all of those. I mean, they won't ask any additional questions. You have to be very straightforward and toot your own horn and try not to be humble.
Well, Jenny, it sounds like you got a little bit of American Idol going on here. You get to fans that can help persuade the judges on who's the best, huh?
Yeah, we definitely do. We definitely do. I feel a bit like Ryan Seacrest, but I'll get over that,
I'm
sure.
Right. Well, about to run out of time, Jenny. I did want to make sure everybody knew about this. So if you want to enter to win, if you're a retailer out there, and you don't have to necessarily be a Mohawk Aligned dealer, right? It's open to anybody.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that's selling flooring, have at it.
All right. So if you want to be considered to be the second Greenworks Award winner, you have until October the 15th to submit your application entry. And so we've been talking to Jenny Cross, who's the head of sustainability for Mohawk Residential, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.